Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, seeing everyone else seemingly living their best lives, and suddenly you feel a wave of inadequacy wash over you? Yeah, we've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in the comparison game, especially with the constant pressure to present a perfect image online. But what if I told you that real recovery starts with a little something called self-compassion? Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is just another fluffy wellness buzzword, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a doormat or letting yourself off the hook for bad decisions. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Would you berate your bestie for making a mistake? Probably not, right? You'd likely offer words of encouragement and support. So why are we so quick to be our own harshest critics? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate self-compassion and rock your mental health. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, try acknowledging them with kindness. Say to yourself, "Hey, I made a mistake, but that doesn't define me. I can learn from this and move on." Remember, everyone stumbles. It's how we get back up that counts. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. Ever notice those little voices in your head whispering doubt and negativity? Yeah, they're sneaky. Learn to recognize these thoughts and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, the answer is no. Replace those negative whispers with positive affirmations and kind words. 3. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to become a meditation guru overnight. It simply means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your surroundings. This can help you stay grounded in the present moment and reduce stress. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. You deserve kindness. Just like you'd treat someone you love with care and compassion, extend that same love to yourself. Take breaks when you need them, indulge in activities that bring you joy, and prioritize your well-being. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or join a support group. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly healing and empowering. Remember, connection is crucial for mental well-being. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah scrolling through Instagram, bombarded with images of seemingly perfect lives, lavish vacations, flawless figures, and effortless happiness. She starts comparing herself to these curated profiles, feeling inadequate and down on her own life. This familiar feeling of jealousy and self-doubt starts to creep in, leaving her feeling drained and discouraged. But here's the catch. Sarah remembers a recent podcast episode about self-compassion. So instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, she takes a deep breath, reminds herself that social media often portrays an unrealistic picture, and gently acknowledges her own feelings of inadequacy. She chooses to focus on the positive aspects of her life, her loving family, her supportive friends, and her fulfilling hobbies. She also decides to take a break from social media for a while, giving herself some space to recharge and reconnect with her values. This simple act of self-compassion allows Sarah to step back from the comparison game and rediscover the beauty in her own unique journey. Remember, folks, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your flaws or pretending everything is perfect. It's about embracing your imperfections, celebrating your strengths, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a loved one. It's about recognizing that we all struggle, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. By cultivating self-compassion, you can build a stronger foundation for mental well-being, navigate life's challenges with grace, and ultimately live a more fulfilling and authentic life. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. You deserve it. Share your thoughts on this episode in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery for daily doses of inspiration and actionable insights. Until next time, keep it real, and remember, you are enough, just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.